Good morning, everyone. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is December 3rd. Oh my God. It is 10:01 a.m. on the Pacific Coast in California, where I am. And I cannot believe it's December already. It's my birthday month. I'm excited. I always get excited. I'm like a little kid. I have a very playful side to me, as I'm sure some of you can tell. But no matter how time passes, I will always retain that playful side of me just because it's an integral part of who I am. And I love that. So yeah, I get excited at birthdays. I love when it's my birthday. You know, the time passing thing is kind of weird, but I love birthdays. So this is my birthday month. I'm a Capricorn and I'm happy about it. Yay. Okay. So how are all of you? Why don't you come over to the Facebook page and tell me? We'll segue right that way. You can go to your device and type in 12radio.com, and that will bring you over to a page where you will see some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. Hit chat, and that will take you right into the 12radio Facebook page. And if you scroll down, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa, and you can talk to me there. You can make comments, or what would make me really happy and excited is if you asked some really burning questions that you've had so that I can answer them for you if I can. And I'm sure that if you're asking, there's probably a good reason. So I'll probably be able to shed some light on whatever you're asking, whether it's, you know, about a life situation that you're going through, or just a question that you've got about whatever. Could be anything. excuse me, one second while I clear my throat. But I love to answer questions. It's very fun for me. If you know anything about human design, which I talk about sometimes, I am a projector and we are the guides. We are naturally intuitive, naturally good advice givers. And that's what we are actually equipped to do. And my producer, Jay, is also a projector. So that helps him in being the intuitive advisor that he is on One Two Listen. So the two of us are both projectors, and I'm not on One Two Listen, but Jay is. So you can ask me questions here and in the chat during my show. And that's what we're doing right now. So I am also a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. And I did a few years at University of Santa Monica learning that craft. And that has helped me really learn how to help you more than anything else. Because as a human design projector, that is pretty much what we were put here for, me, you know, as a projector. That's what the projectors are put here for. They're here to serve the other. And I feel so comfortable in that role and so happy and fulfilled in that role of like helping you to the best of my ability within my ability, which is to guide any life circumstance that you might be encountering where you might need some guidance. So that's why I'm here. And I love doing that. So you can put comments and questions in the chat and I will happily field them. And let's see who's here in the chat. Hello, Maite. It's good to see you. That's a really cute cat. Aw, she has a gif of a cat. A big white cat. That looks like a very huge cat. I love that. And she says, hello, how are you? I am great, actually. I was quite literally just infused with the energy of spirit and all kinds of lovely ascension energies about 15 minutes ago. And I feel great. I feel terrific. Very high, very, very high. So I hope you are well as well. Okay, Renee. She says, that was a great sticker you made of yourself I saw on Cat's Chat. You know what? I'm goofy. Like I said, I'm very playful and very goofy when I get in a mood, especially. And you know, I get in flow, I get in my high vibing state, and it's like I'll just do what feels good. I really do. That's kind of how I live my life. I really do what feels good, and I'm having the goofiest, most fun time making myself into stickers. It's just so funny because I'm not used to seeing in text, you know, myself as an emoji. You know, usually you'll put a little emoji in your text and that'll be cool, but it's fun when you can see yourself kind of as an emoji or a sticker. Yeah, they call them stickers. I don't know why. I don't just call them emojis, I guess, because it's really you. So it's a little different. But thank you. I'm glad you liked it. It's just a fun thing. Maybe I'll put one in this chat too. If I can manage to do more than one thing at a time. All right. I'm good at multitasking in other ways, but not so much when I'm on the radio because I like the focus to be here and I like my focus to be on you. And I don't like my focus to be on the guy with the weed whacker outside who is right outside my window right now. But actually, I'm quite focused on you. So he's not even really bothering me that much. So let's see who else is here in the chat. Oh, Maite, thank you. She said happy birthday month. I love that. I just love having a whole month to celebrate my birthday. I mean, really, I could celebrate it anytime, but it's just fun focusing on the month of December. My birthday is actually at the end of the month, like 3 days after Christmas, which is interesting because my birthday falls right in between two very huge holidays, you know, Christmas and New Year's. So I'm right smack dab in the middle. Excuse me, which I really like because it's a very festive time of year. And even though I don't necessarily, you know, party it up all the time, I can appreciate a good celebration. This week, or this weekend, I should say, there was a bit of festivities over at my dance studio up in Orange County, Newport. And it was really fun. I got to see a lot of the people who I dance with and, you know, just kind of talk to them because it's hard to talk a lot when you're in the middle of a dance class. And often, since they're so far away, I don't get to hang out with them very much. But I got to talk with some of my friends, and they had such a good food spread. I didn't really eat too much of it because I'm trying to get back on my healthy eating plan. I haven't eaten sugar for a year until Thursday, or until Friday, rather, when I went to my very good friend's home, and she made such a spread. Oh my God, I couldn't resist. So I did have some sugar, first time in a year. And I have to say that when I got home, I actually felt a little sick to my stomach. Not because the food was bad, the food was great, but my body's not used to sugar. It's just not. And so I ate that stuff, you know, that kind of food, which I'm not used to eating Friday and Saturday. And now I'm trying to get back into my healthy way of eating, which makes my body feel better. My body was fine. It just, I felt very, like I could feel like there was like some heaviness and some, like a little bit of nausea, which is kind of weird, but because I know that sugar is not great for me, especially after I haven't had it all this time. Oh, excuse one second. But anyway, we had a great celebration at the studio. And we danced a bit and we talked a bit and had some fun. And I didn't stay out too late because I'm not really one to stay out that late anymore. Doesn't feel good. I do what feels good. I really do follow what feels good. Because if I don't, I regret it. So it makes more sense for me to follow what I am feeling pleasured by. And that's why I do what I do. I naturally like to offer guidance, and that's why I love doing this show. I feel like I get a lot of good feedback from all of you. So many of you have, written to me or texted me or reached out to me privately through Instagram or here through Facebook Messenger. And you've given me really good feedback, and I'm really happy about that, because that is my joy. That is really what lights me up, and I want to be able to help you if you need it. So, so let me see who else is here. Pamela, hey Pamela, and she sends me a little heart in hands, which I always like making that sign to people. I think it's kind of hard to put my hand in that position sometimes, but I manage. Hey Jean, and she says happy birthday month also. It's good to have you here, and thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that. All right, let me refresh the page to make sure I haven't missed anyone. And it doesn't look like, I don't see any questions yet, but if you have some, just lay it on in the chat. Because I will definitely see you. All right. Hey, Catherine. It's good to see you here. She says, hi, Lori and friends. Oh, pretty swans. That reminds me of a, and Quelly's here. She says, grand rising, Lori. Hey, Quelly. It's good to have you here. One of my friends made a big move this weekend. Actually, my best friend, she made a move up to Northern California, like really far. And it's very interesting because when we were talking about her move, she, first of all, she's someone that I see pretty often. She goes to my dance studio, and now that she's far away, she won't be there as often. So I will miss her a lot. However, I was noticing, and I did mention it to her too, that she is moving under a Mercury retrograde. I think we all kind of know what that means. I've said this to her, so this is not like anything new. But Mercury retrograde tends to bring things back. It tends to bring back people from our past. It tends to just sort of circle things around and kind of make them do a 180. If something leaves during a Mercury retrograde, it usually comes back when it goes direct, not always, but often. And just the opposite, if something or someone returns during a Mercury retrograde, usually they might, take a powder again when it goes direct. Again, not always, but sometimes. And so intuitively, I have felt, and she has reflected that she's not going to stay away from the studio forever, and that she will be back, which I'm very happy to hear. But I could feel all of this. I could feel like, yeah, she's going, but she's going to come back, and things are going to work out. She's pursuing her dreams, and I am happy when someone does that. That makes me happy. I can't feel like, it's almost more of an overriding feeling for me to be happy for them than it is to worry about, oh, I'm not going to have my friend around. Because it's like her physical presence might not be here, but it is still on the earth somewhere close by, pretty, relatively close. And I want to also say that even when someone passes into spirit, and goes from being physically embodied back into their spiritual body when we die, even that doesn't remove them from our lives. The energy is what's still there. The physical body may not be right in front of you. And I'm not saying that moving is the same thing as dying. It's not. But I hope you understand what I mean. It's a separation, but it's a physical separation. It's not a It's not an energetic separation because energy never dies, it just changes form. So that always makes me feel better. It's like, okay, this person may be not with me, but they're in the next room, really. It's just like their energy's right here. So, and since I've had so many people in my life who've passed, like a lot of people, like almost my entire family, it really comforts me to know and to feel them still here in my experience energetically. And if you really just kind of allow yourself to relax and tune in, you can talk to them and they might even talk back to you. I venture to say they do talk back to you quite often, and sometimes we just don't hear it because we're not on that same level of energy that they are. They're on a very high frequency, and humans are in a very dense body, so our frequency is naturally not going to be as high. But if you can allow your energy and your vibration, your consciousness to rise by relaxing and feeling good and letting go of any negativity, their energy will shift a bit and be able to meet yours. And you may get messages. A lot of people do. So I like to play with that. You know, if you've never done it before, it's a fun thing to play with. And you might surprise yourself. And I apologize if it's muffled because the noisy lawnmower man is outside my window right now, but he will be gone shortly. So I am talking right into the microphone and I'm speaking slowly so you can hear me. So let me go back to the Facebook chat and see if anyone has any questions. Lately, some of you have had some really good questions that I have had so much fun answering and responding to. I get really charged up with all of that. Let the lawnmower pass. Okay, who is here? Oh, okay, Catherine and Judith. Hi, Judith. Good to have you here. Okay, Catherine says, happy to receive your kind offer of a reading, Lori. You are very welcome, Catherine. She says, I've just started a new part-time job nearby, just to get a break from caretaking my parents. Just wondering if this is a good fit energy for me currently. Thank you, Goddess. Love that question. The first hit that I got was, this is a good thing for you. This is really going to allow you to have a breather, have some perspective, and you're going to feel better and you're going to be able to help your parents better. Because when you feel full, you have more to give. If you're empty and depleted, it's really hard to give from an empty cup. It really is. And many times we try and we do it and we effort through it, and it doesn't really feel that good because it can create all kinds of problems. It can make you sick if you're depleted. And you don't want that. So I always say, when something is easy to give, give it if you feel called to give it. And if you don't, it's probably not yours to give. So there has to be discernment there. So I hope that makes sense. But I really, honestly, I love that you got this job. I have a feeling you're enjoying the job, and I do think it's going to give you some respite. And like I said, it just feels like a breath, like taking a breath of fresh air, just taking a breather, and kind of, getting you out of the house and more or less in your own little space. I don't know what kind of work you're doing, but it feels like you've got some space to do whatever you're doing, and that it's nice for you to have that change. So I like it. I think that the question of it being a good fit or a good energy, Well, I'll just, say what I just said because that's basically all true. If it feels like a good fit and a good energy, then it is. If it doesn't feel good to you for some reason, I mean the job itself, then maybe not. But I really don't feel that. I feel like this is a good thing. Even if it's temporary, it doesn't have to be forever, right? But I really feel like this is a good thing for you. I do. I feel like it's going to be good for you, and you're going to feel a sense of ease in a lot of ways. Just that's the feeling in my body right now. I just feel like, oh, I can breathe again. That's how I feel. So that's what I get for you, Catherine. I hope that helps. Okay, so let me take a moment to read from Opening Doors Within, 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland, written and channeled by Eileen Caddy. So let's see, gosh, December 3rd, it's unbelievable. We say that all the time, but it just feels like I can't believe we're already going into a new year. But I'm glad we are because I have good feeling. I have a really good feeling. I have all kinds of feelings, actually. I have some really hopeful and peaceful feelings about things coming up. And I also have the feeling that there are going to be a lot of things shaking up and a lot of surprises. And some things might be jarring to some people. To pretty much everyone, maybe, but I really feel like these, of course, these are all everything that happens is happening for us, not to us. Ultimately, it's for our highest and greatest good because that's how spirit works. Spirit wouldn't allow it to be any other way. Whatever happens, we learn from it, even if it feels like it might not feel so good at the moment. Excuse me, one second. Okay, so December 3rd says, you are part of the whole, and each soul has its part to play in the whole. Excuse me, there's like a burp coming up, and I'm trying to talk at the same time. It doesn't work. Okay, you are part of the whole, and each soul has its part to play in the whole. Whole, WHOLE. So be not critical or intolerant of one another. But realize that no two of you are the same and that it takes many different parts to make up the perfect whole. Have you ever seen a clock taken to pieces? There are many different parts that make up that clock, and as you see them lying there before you, you wonder how they could ever make up a perfect timepiece. But when someone who knows something about clocks takes each piece, excuse me, and puts it in its rightful place, you find that not only does it go, but it tells the correct time. As long as each tiny piece remains in its rightful place, playing its part, everything goes smoothly. Now you know why I keep telling you to find your rightful place in the whole vast scheme of life, and when you have found it, to give of your very best. And that's not always easy to do, right? It's not always easy to find your rightful place or, find what we lovingly referred to as our purpose or our mission in life. And I feel like it took me a while to find mine. And I like to think that the journey, now that I have direction, will is and will take on a life of itself, which it has, and it continues to, because life is surprising and spirit has surprised me in the most wonderful ways in the direction that my life has gone. And that's because I've just kind of gone with the flow for the most part, and I've allowed that. I don't know how I knew to do that, but I did. It was instinctual. Like I always say, if something is put in front of you, instead of resisting it or fighting it or wishing it were different, which is okay, of course, you want things to be different sometimes. That's normal. But instead of really actively pushing against it, a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times in my life, I've been able to say, okay, I may not like this. I may not feel great that this is happening, but whatever, any negative situation, but I can accept that this is how it is for now. And I'm going to allow spirit to step in and shift that energy. Because that's what happens. Spirit can more easily shift the energy for you without you having to effort if you only relax and just allow what's happening to be there. I like to say, are you okay in this moment? Are you okay in this moment? And sometimes you're not okay in this moment, and that's valid as well. A lot of people are going through some hard stuff. People are ill, people are suffering, financially. There's a lot of pain. People are, in horrible war situations that I can only imagine, God forbid, what that must be like. It's just like, it's horrific, and they're not okay, obviously. However, and I will admit that I am still trying to anchor this into my body. However, in any situation, even in a really horrible one, there's that place of peace inside you. And if you can just find it, that's where you want to go. And like I said, I know that's harder in some situations than it is in others. If it's a simple situation where, and I don't want to like make light of this because it's painful as well, but like say, I don't know, you have to, like, say your friend leaves and moves away, right? Your best friend leaves and moves far away. That doesn't feel good, necessarily. Although it can feel good because you're happy for her or him. But am I okay in that moment? Yeah, I'm okay because I know that spirit's got my back, and I know that I'm gonna see my friend again, and I know that I'm okay. And it's really coming to that place of peace that is within all of us, that that knowledge that the universe really does have your back no matter what. And even people in really terrible situations have come out of them and have lived to tell the tale later. And a lot of times they say, that horrible illness that, they went through taught them so much, and they're grateful for it because they wouldn't have expanded without it. So it's a weird way that the universe works. But for goodness sake, I think it's just miraculous, really, to be able to look at any situation that really, feels like shit, basically, like really awful, and find the gold in it. Like, really learn that lesson, whatever the lesson is, and really mine that gold from that situation because that's why it's happening. Bad stuff doesn't really just happen for no reason. I don't believe that. I think everything happens for a reason, even random stuff. I really don't believe that even little things happen for no reason. There's a reason that you saw that feather on the ground. There's a reason you that guy narrowly missed you, cutting you off in traffic. There's a reason for everything. So yeah. I'm just reading over the clock piece. Yeah, and another thing is like when you look at a situation and you're judging it as negative, you actually don't know sometimes. You can't see the big picture. So you don't really know why it's happening until later, often. And so if you're resisting it, maybe this is all happening to give you exactly what you said you wanted, a while ago. And you just don't realize that that's what's happening yet until you do, And I've seen that happen too. Something could look like it's a really bad thing. And then you're like, oh my God. I mean, I have a story I'll tell you. A while ago, I told this story a long time ago. But when I was back in New Jersey years ago, I was so crushing on this lovely boy. He was 10 years younger than I am. And super cute. And we were both adults, but he was just like, ugh, I would have done anything to be his girlfriend. I really wanted to have him as my boyfriend. And we were friends. We became really good friends. We were workout partners. And some of you hearing me, you're going to know exactly who this is, but I'm not going to name him because we're still friends. But I don't really talk to him that much anymore. He actually just got married for the second time and had a new baby. So happy about that for him. But I was crushing hard. And I know he loved me. I know he, loved me as a friend, but he just was young, and he wasn't ready for a steady relationship at that point. So did this situation look kind of sad to me? I mean, it did, because I really wanted more. And he didn't. And we never actually really talked about it, but I could just tell because I can tell. And plus, I don't believe in foisting my energy on anyone. What works best for me is to allow someone to offer me an invitation of some sort. And I know that. I knew that instinctively then. And so I had the invitation from him to be a good friend. And so I was like, okay. So that was what it was. It's like the situation was hard because I really liked him. But later, I found out that if I had actually, maybe ultimately married him or something, he would have broken my heart. Most likely, because, and this is not to like cast aspersions on anyone, but he did a few things that I found out about, during his first marriage that I would not have wanted him to do if I were his wife. So there's that. So I was like, okay, well, thank you, universe, for protecting me. Not that he's a bad person. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I don't mean to make it sound like that, but it's just, this is the point. It's like, I didn't know, I couldn't see the whole situation when I was in it. So I had to trust that the universe was directing me away from him for a reason, and that I was being taken care of, and I most certainly was. And as it turns out, everything worked out perfectly. He's now, in his second marriage with a new baby, and I hope that he is happy as a clam. I really do. I think that with time we learn a lot, and that's a good thing. So let me go back to the chat and see if any of you have any thoughts. Oops, that was not what I wanted to get rid of on my phone. I have to pull you up again. Okay. All right. Oh, I see lots more comments. Okie dokie. Okay, Catherine says, thank you, Laura. You are so welcome, Catherine. She says, have only just started. It's a small food plant producing desserts and canapés. Oh my God, that sounds great. I've always worked in hospitality, so it's just another side away from the public. Tasks are pretty basic, but gives me plenty space to daydream. Yes, that was the crux of what I was trying to say. Exactly. Like it gives you the space to daydream. Precisely. That's exactly it. And that's what you need. You need, I'm not going to keep repeating myself, but I guess I am going to keep repeating myself. You needed the breather. And so now you get to take it. Isn't that great how the universe works? And I'm really glad that you did that. That was a wise move. So yeah. But man, who doesn't want to make dessert and canapes? My goodness. I enjoy baking when I'm in the mood, although I don't do it now because I'll eat everything. Usually has sugar in it. So, but I used to really like baking. So that sounds like a lot of fun. In whatever aspect you're doing it. Hey, Edward, good to see you. I was wondering where you were earlier. Not trying to make you feel guilty. It's totally fine. Your timing is perfect. And Edward says, blessed morning to you. I have a question. Sometimes I find a great vigor in me when I am needed, and pain and exhaustion can leave myself for a moment for me to be an indomitable soul, but I struggle in the morning. Sometimes I feel I need the sleep, but I'm needed, but I can't seem to energize myself in these moments. Do you have tips on how to generate energy and motivation? Okay, so you do what moves you. You do what moves you, and you do it from a place of whatever feels good to you. If it feels good to you, like truly, you're not doing it from a place of lack or scarcity. If you're doing something for someone else from a place of abundance because you can and you want to, then do it and try to get more sleep if you can. So maybe balance it a little bit better. Do some of the things. Don't do all of the things. You know, if somebody asks you to like help them move, you could say, I'd love to help you from, this time to this time. Then I have to be elsewhere, just to make sure that you're still taking care of yourself and you're not totally getting depleted. Because if you want to help them, that's great. It's not that you don't want to help them, but you also want to take care of yourself. Because like I was saying, you can't deplete yourself. You can't help someone else at your own expense. It's just not healthy for you. You'll make yourself ill, and you really will. Oops, people are calling me for some strange reason. Okay. It's the wrong number. That's weird. Okay. And you also say, how to generate energy and motivation. Okay, well, I happen to know your human design, and you are a manifesting generator. So I don't think it's too hard for you to generate energy and motivation. However, that's really natural for you, actually, because you go in many different directions. That's your makeup. That's how you're designed as a human. So you naturally generate your energy. You have a very strong, defined sacral center, and that's where your energy comes from. However, if you're feeling like you need to generate energy and motivation, you probably just need to rest. That's the overarching theme here. I'm getting the feeling you're not resting enough and you're not getting enough sleep. So, what's coming to me is that you really need to pay more attention to guarding your sleep and making sure that you get good sleep. There is nothing lazy about sleeping. We need it. Okay. If you don't get enough sleep, how can you possibly function at your best the rest of the time? You can't. You can push and you can effort, but that doesn't feel good, and that could make you sick. So avoid that by shifting a few things and getting a little more balance, because I know how hard you work and how hard you try to help other people, and that's lovely, but let there be a limit, and let that limit include your self-care for yourself. Because, like I said, you're no good to anybody else if you're not taking care of yourself. You're just not. Honestly. Depleting yourself may look like it's helping someone in the moment, but ultimately, what if it takes you down and, you get sick and then you can't help them when they really need it? You know what I mean? Or someone else when they really need it. Or you can't work for a few days and you end up like, losing work and being out some money or whatever. Although, there's reasons for that too. Obviously, if you need rest, you need rest. But this is what the universe is telling you. It's telling you you need rest. So take that rest. The universe wants you to rest. We get all these limiting beliefs inside us, by how we were brought up, people shaming us for resting. I mean, those are pretty deeply ingrained and hard to get rid of sometimes. So that's why we have to really pay attention to the things that are actually true, which is that when you rest, you are better for others and you're also taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others. It's really important. It's just like, I want everyone to understand that because it is so important. And I, especially as a projector, I know the importance of rest because if I don't rest, it does not bode well for anyone. I am at my best when I'm rested, and that is when I can really, really help all of you with my guidance. I mean, it's always there, but it feels more pleasurable to do it when I am full of energy and full of spiritual energy, of course, when I'm really in flow. Things are much easier when you're in flow. Okay. Hey, Karen. Okay, she says, I would love a message feeling lost. Thank you. You got it. Let me pull a card for you. And Pamela would love a card too. Let's see if I can do two cards. I actually just got the hit to pull one card for both of you, and I've never done that before. Although I always say that if the card I pull resonates for you, it's not only for the person who's asking for the card, but it's also for you. But I definitely got the hit that Pamela and Karen are going to require the same card today. So let me pull one card for two of you, and we'll see what happens, okay? And if I'm guided to pull another one, I will, but I don't know that it will be. We'll see. All right. Getting very warm in here. I'm sitting by my sunny window and it's really nice out. Okay, let me pull this card for both of you. That was a really, really shitty shuffle. I'm gonna do another one. I am still no expert at shuffling cards, but a little bit better. Okay, there's a card. So this is the card that came up. It's called the Angel of Expression. It says, speak your truth and express yourself clearly. Just looking it up in the book. Okay. There is something you are not expressing because you fear hurting someone you love or care for. The Angel of Expression has shown up in your reading today to encourage you to speak your truth and express yourself clearly. Know that the truth, when spoken honestly, clearly, and with love, will never truly hurt anyone. A lack of self-expression is soul-destroying for all concerned and prevents life's natural flow. The Angel of Expression understands your fears regarding this issue and is here to help you through this difficult time. Allow her to help you find the courage to face this issue clearly. By expressing yourself honestly and clearly, the situation will heal in accordance with the highest good of all concerned. Yet do not try to predetermine or control the outcome. Trust, for the power that made you both will heal you both. And I know that card has come up pretty recently also for someone else, but I feel like that's kind of a perfect card, truly, for both of you. And I also feel there's a third person who might be listening that might not be in the chat who this also might apply to. Yeah. So let me know how that feels for both of you, Pamela. Oops, sorry. Hold on, I'm trying to find all of you here. Okay. One second, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. Yeah, both Karen and Pamela. And I'm sorry you're feeling lost, Karen. If you want to let me know how that reading feels for you, I would love to know. And I know that when I feel lost, I do what I was saying earlier. I know that I'm never alone. I know that spirit is always with me, and the God energy that is the larger part of me in this human body is always there. And I get a lot of comfort from that. So whatever's bothering you or whatever is troubling you, if you can take your mind off it and just focus on who you are as spirit, who you are as a soul, because that truly is who you really are, and that is pure love. And if you can go to that place where you can feel that peace, you can meditate if you like to meditate. I find that helps. Just centers you and gives you some peace. And just realize that whatever you might be resisting, just allow it. And also, if you can take a moment and really look at your life and find something to be grateful for, that's really huge. And that's going to shift your energy right away, too. So that can really help. All that can really help. But let me know. Let me know how that feels, Karen and Pamela, also. Yeah, new and better habits. I've been doing that too. Interesting, Pamela. I've been feeling a lot of possibilities and hope, like I said earlier. And I've been decluttering slowly. Oh, I'll tell you guys a funny story. So, I like to wear pajamas to bed. And there's this one pajama top I have that is so comfortable. It's just a t-shirt, but it's really loose and comfortable and kind of, I like it. It just feels good. And I have a couple of them, and I wanted to get more because I only have two and I keep rewashing them and wearing them like every night. And they're starting to wear out a little bit, especially one of them. So I was trying to find a way to replace them, and I'm looking everywhere and I can't seem to find, or I couldn't up till now, seem to find what I wanted. So I just happened to be on my phone yesterday and I was looking at some pictures that popped up. You know how they do the photos that pop up in on your phone. And this one picture popped up of me 10 years ago when I first moved to California. And it was a picture of me wearing white shorts and a white t-shirt. And I noticed that this t-shirt was exactly the same as the shirt I've been trying to replace. And I don't even remember having another shirt like that, but apparently I do because it's right in the picture. And so I said to myself, oh gosh, I wonder if I could look through some of my things and find that shirt. And earlier in the morning, something prompted me to look in a specific suitcase and clean it out. So I was bound and determined to do that by the end of the day. So I thought to myself, I wonder if my shirt's in there. Lo and behold, I go there and I start to clean out the suitcase, and there is this white shirt that was in the picture, same exact one. So I now have another shirt to sleep in. It sounds like such a small thing, but it's actually kind of a big deal to me because comfort's really important to me, especially when I'm sleeping. But isn't that wild? And that's how spirit works. Asking you shall receive. But that was it. And that's what always works for me. When I say to myself, wouldn't it feel good to have this? It's kind of like a fleeting thought almost. And it's just for a moment, I just feel into what it would feel like to have what I want. And I swear that's what works the best. Not super focusing, not worrying, excuse me, just really having that like little thought and feeling into the feeling of having it. Like that would feel really good to find that shirt. I would love to find that shirt. I would love to have this thing that I want. It would feel really good if this happened. Those words, they feel like magic to me now because every time I say them, I always get what I want. And it's great. So spirit is listening, and spirit is not only listening, but spirit is feeling you, because you have to get on the same vibrational level as the thing you want in order to have it come into your experience. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. The Neville always says, Neville Goddard says, the feeling is the secret. The feeling is the secret, because you can do affirmations all day long. I mean, they're great, but if they don't help you get into the feeling of what it is that you're saying and wanting, they're not going to be as effective. So just that little, it's like the universe knew already to send me to that suitcase before I even decided that I wanted the shirt, because that's the thought that came first. It's like just this thing in the morning, I got out of bed. I was like, oh, I feel like I need to clean some stuff out. That particular suitcase, especially for some reason, it's in my living room and it's been there for a while and I haven't really touched it that much. So I didn't really know exactly what was in it. And yet there was the shirt that I wanted, that I had no idea, where it might be. And it was right there. And I thought about cleaning out the suitcase before I saw the picture and had the idea to even look for the shirt. So, I mean, kismet, right? Very, 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 just meant to be. I can't think of the word. when things are meant to be, they just happen just a certain way, and you're like, yeah, thanks, spirit. I know you got my back. So let me go back to the Facebook chat real quick. We have a few minutes left. Okay. Oh, Renee, thanks for that. Capricorn, that's pretty. The Capricorn gift. She says, happy birthday month. Thank you. I'm excited. Okay, Judith says, all right, I'm cleaning and clearing several rooms. I would like to know if you personally have a cleaning, clearing, new moon intention setting ritual kind of thing. I love to hear how others set up a space. I work at random things at random times, and it's quite something how things are coming together. A bit nuts, but it feels good, and much simpler, cleaner lines, more spacious. I love that. So everyone is different. The way I work is I just have a quick hit about something, and I know whether it's a yes or no. So I don't really have any particular ritual. I just have the thought that comes to me, because the way I work is I'm a projector and I have to wait for the invitation. So I have to feel really inspired to do something. I won't just do it if, I feel like I have to, because that doesn't feel good. That feels like a big, heavy thud in my body. So that's how I work. Other people, cleaning, clearing intentions and rituals are great. And I think that really just setting an intention sometimes is plenty. You just have to think about it and say, I intend to get rid of, I was looking at the feng shui. I intend to get rid of nine things today. And there's something about the number nine in feng shui that's supposed to be really fortuitous. So I read that the other day and it just sounded like a good idea. So you can set an intention. If you want to do a ritual, you can do a ritual. I don't have anything personally that I use, but I'm sure if you Google or look up somewhere a cleaning and clearing ritual, you will probably get lots of answers. But yeah, so and doing different things. I don't know your human design, Judith. Excuse me, but it sounds to me like you might be a manifesting generator type, because they do different things at different times. Although I also can multitask pretty well, and it's for a different reason. I can't remember exactly my whole chart, but yeah, it just sounds like whatever feels good to you is going to work for you. So use your intuition and do what feels best for you. So I have to make way for Jamie Dawn, who's coming up with her show next. And then Sabrina has her show right after Jamie Dawn. So stay tuned for those lovely ladies. And I just want to say I'm grateful for all of you. I am happy that you've all been here. And thank you for asking such good questions. I really appreciate all of you so much. And I want you to come back and see me again next week, where we will be here same time, same channel. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye for now.